and they changed them to the names of their gods. Spiritual. So they were trying to change their spiritual constitution. But watch this. Then they sought to change their diet. Is that physical, mental, or spiritual? That's physical, isn't it? But Daniel says, no, thank you. I'll accept the name. I'll accept the culture, but I won't accept the food. What does that teach us? If you want to change the way a man thinks, if you want to change a man's spirituality, change his diet. And because he didn't accept the diet, the others didn't matter. He remained faithful to God through that entire time, 12 chapters of Daniel. 10 times better. Did you catch that? See, they were going to take Daniel and they were going to put him through college, the University of Babylon, for 4 years. 4 years. That's what the Bible says. It says that they were going to go for 3 years through this assimilation process. And I like to say people always ask me, well, how's that 4 years of college? They were slaves. They didn't have summers off. 3 months off? Add them up. That's a whole nother year. They went 3 years, and that's what the Bible says, that they were going to take them 3 years through this assimilation process, and it was all sort of hinging on, contingent upon, them accepting the diet of the Chaldeans. Because they didn't accept it, did not change their spiritual constitution. He was raised for it, in the same way that Seventh-day Adventists have been raised for persecution. Do you realize that? We as a church, with this message, we have been raised to go into persecution. Daniel was raised the same way. Upon his mother's lap, he was taught and to know exactly what to do when he was in persecution, bondage. That's how he knew what to do and what to refuse. Oh, I pray that we've done the same for our children and we're doing the same for ourselves, because we must. Oftentimes we talk about as if one day, one Sabbath afternoon after potluck, we're going to walk outside the church and we're going to look up and say, there he is, he's coming, Jesus is here. When does the Bible tell us we're going to skip over this time of trouble? It doesn't. And it requires that we have a strong physical, mental, and spiritual constitution to go through it. It's going to require the whole being by God's grace. We have a mountain to climb, unlike any mountain we've ever had to climb in the history of this world. And there are two ways to go. You can climb over it, or you can take the underground railroad. I hope you understand what I mean by the underground. That's death. But I don't know about you. I'm planning to climb every mountain, cross every stream by God's grace, and be translated at the end. We're to strive for that. Amen? Question. Amen. That's good. That's very good. She's saying that he never fully accepted in his mind. And you know what? That's important. We shouldn't do that. We should know who we are. But nonetheless, those who were the overseers, they called him by that name. And he did not have an option. He could only go by what they called him. And he survived. Okay, let's look at the history of food in the controversy very quickly here. Now, I want you to look at this first line. End of the 1700s. We call that the time of the end. Why do we call that the time of the end, and what significance does it have? 1798. What was the year 1798? What happened? Oh, you guys are good Adventists, aren't you? The Pope was taken into custody, thrown into jail, 1798. What else happened in 1798 while that took place? What was that? No, not quite. Formed as a nation, America. So when one went down, another came up, right? This is what we know from prophecy. Here's what I want you to know, that same end time scenario, the food changed. Now, there was always food preservation or preserving of food. But this was the very first time that we began to process food with chemicals. Late 1700s, a man by the name of Nicolas Appert was challenged by Napoleon to preserve foods for the troops while they were in battle. He was known as the father of canning, this man, Nicolas Appert. He bottled, corked, and heated to kill bacteria, and the bottle was born. 1810, Peter Durand, an Englishman, he used tin-coated steel to protect bottles. The British started eating embalmed meat. The can is born. Now, what is the significance here? Why do I say this is the history of food in the controversy? What happened, in addition to the Pope being taken captive, America coming on the scene? It's called the time of the end. It's the end of the Dark Ages. Which prophetic number or date? The 1260-year prophecy, which is a part of the 2300-day prophecy. It comes to an end, and oh boy, does Revelation chapter 12 ring true. What am I talking about? After the crucifixion of Christ, the Bible says, "Rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them." But what? Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath. Why? He's got a what? Now, if you had a short time, listen very carefully. If you had a short time, what would you do if you knew that your time was almost up? Simply, basic. Just survival. What would you do if you knew you had just a little time left? Simple. You try to extend the time. You try to extend the time. How does the devil extend his time? Go back to what God's goal is. What is God's goal? What's going to bring this world to an end? The Bible says, "And this gospel shall be preached in all the world as what? As a witness." That's how we live. That's what we do. "And then shall the end come." It's not. Listen very carefully. I'm going to give you some news. My partner, Jared Thurman, the blue guy, you won't believe this, who's on the television program with me on 3ABN, he actually just became an employee of the General Conference. The General Conference would like to begin to expand their reach. They have discovered that they need more fresh blood for ideas. Praise the Lord for that. And they believe that they can do some strategic acquisitions of self-supporting ministries like ours, the Beehive. So they have hired, I travel, I do this, and he actually now works for the General Conference and still is a part of the ministry with hope.